Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A driver is killed after his car slams into a North St. Louis home early this morning. The work by firefighters and the gas department to safely clean up the damage.
And the severe storms brought heavy rain, hail, winds, a suspected tornado more than once through the bi-state. A look at the damage left behind this morning.
Attention, tortured poets. Taylor Swift's new album is out, along with a surprise second album. How the St. Louis Wheel at Union Station is celebrating the new music of the Tortured Poets Department all weekend long.
Welcome back. It's Friday, April 19th, and you are watching The Power of Two at 6 a.m. I'm John Pertzborn.
I'm Blair Lede. Happy Friday to you all. We're going to take a look now live at our roof camera and get a check of that forecast with meteorologist Angela Huddy. You're going to want to grab the jackets again and the coats. It's cool out there again. Hey, Angela.
It is going to be cool. And your body's going to think it feels extra cool because of how warm we've been this week. Make it a 25 to 30 degree U-turn really here as we head into Friday and the weekend with the chill coming in behind our storms. Beautiful out here. Pretty skies as our skies have cleared out overnight behind that departing storm system. So again, any strong or severe weather, any weather at all, active weather is gone. But we'll have a range of clouds today from mostly clear this morning to maybe partly cloudy this afternoon. But top temperatures are only going to be in the 60s and we're in the 40s out the door this morning. In fact, we'll be even cooler out the door the next couple of mornings. We'll have that weekend outlook for you. Talk about our next chances for rain coming up in just a couple of minutes.
All right, commuters, you've got no problems on 270 heading from Bridgeton all the way down to Melville. Let's go ahead and talk about how things look over Poplar this morning. Travel moving into the metro looks clear, but here's my note for our eastbound travelers who head into Illinois. You've got a full-on eastbound closure starting up tonight, and it's going to be all weekend long. So this paired with your closure over MLK and the roadwork we've got on Chain of Rocks, here's your note. You're going to want to go ahead, take Stan Musial or McKinley. Speeds look good heading into the city right now. Your eastbound travel will continue to look good. You're sitting around 65 miles per hour past Union up towards your 170 interchange. Your commute going to take under 10 minutes until you hit the Bridgeton area. Blair, John.
A driver is dead and people are shaken up in the neighborhood. An SUV crashed into the side of a house overnight in North St. Louis.
The Power of Two's Chris Frenier is live this morning in North City with what we know this morning. Chris.
Blair and John, good morning to both of you. We are just outside of North Patrol headquarters here on Union. Officers from here responding to that scene. City police accident reconstruction crews also called in because this was a fatal crash. The SUV driver killed in the wreck. We can show you video overnight from the scene as it unfolded there in North St. Louis. This all taking place at Theodore and Plover off of Riverview in the Walnut Park East neighborhood. First responders rushing to that area just after midnight. A SUV crashing into the side of a home there, damaging a fence and breaking a window. We understand the vehicle also damaged a gas line, but did not actually crash through the house. EMS crews did have to extricate the driver from the SUV. He was rushed to a hospital, but did not survive. That driver pronounced dead at the hospital. Police telling us the driver was an adult male, but so far his name and age have not yet been released. We spoke earlier with a resident who lives at the home which was hit. Here's some of what he told us.
Basically, I was walking to the store. I was coming back, basically from that direction. Was coming back and smelled gas and came back outside and the ambulance and the fire truck was out. And it was like removing them from the car and stuff. Like, actually, I didn't hear the crash. I was just like smelling gas and thought it was the house on fire or something like that.
fire crews were among those responding to the scene to deal with those gas issues. There was at least one adult female in the home when the crash happened, but she was not hurt. No word from police this morning just yet on what caused the driver to lose control leading to that crash. Accident reconstruction crews continuing the investigation this morning. For now, live in North St. Louis, I'm Chris Renier.
Well, a line of severe storms did move through the bi-state yesterday evening, and it did leave behind plenty of damage. Now we hear from the National Weather Service. They're going to have multiple damage survey teams out today, beginning this morning, to investigate the areas for possible tornado damage. Areas of interest are in southern St. Louis and northern Jefferson County in Missouri, as well as multiple potential tracks in Illinois, including near Cahokia Heights, Marine, and also Palmyra. This is a look, by the way, at Prairie Town, Illinois. Last night, our Woods Basement System Storm Runner arrived there, a farm that had been around almost 100 years. It was almost a century farm, destroyed by a suspected tornado. They had tree limb damage and downed power lines. Fortunately, no one was home when the tornado struck. No injuries were reported. Even the homeowner's six cats made it out alive.
Storm damage cleanup also happening in Jefferson County. Brookdale Farms wedding venue took a hit. The shed where they keep all their wedding supplies was ripped down by a tornado. There was a wedding rehearsal dinner at the main building during last night's storms, too. Officials say they were able to get the guests into the bathroom right before parts of the roof were ripped off. Well, people in Eureka are under a boil water advisory this morning. If you are in that red zone, this does apply to you. The water company says the boil order is because of a loss of water pressure. It's expected to last until tomorrow night. Any water used for drinking or cooking, you need to boil it for at least 3 minutes.
Daniel Riley, the young man who caused the crash that cost Tennessee teenager Janae Edmondson her legs, will spend 18 years and 9 months in prison. That was the maximum amount of time Riley could serve for the February 2023 crash. The judge denied a motion from Riley's attorneys for a new trial before the sentencing. Janae's mother also spoke before the sentencing, urging the judge to give Riley the maximum sentence.
He has shown no compassion during any of this entire ordeal. He has shown no remorse, no empathy, because he don't have it in him. It's not in his soul. He needs to serve the entire sentence as the jury gave.
Dutiful residents of the city of St. Louis, in my opinion, spoke loud and clear. If you drive without a license and recklessly injure someone on the city, in the streets in the city of St. Louis, that the consequences will be severe.
Last March, Riley was found guilty on charges including second-degree assault, armed criminal action, operating a vehicle without a valid license, and one count of fourth-degree assault.
Well, Missouri lawmakers are sending a large education package to Governor Mike Parson's desk. The bill expands a voucher program that pays for private school expenses and raises teacher pay from $25,000 to $40,000. It also requires districts that want a shortened four-day week to ask voters. The legislation also alters the foundation formula. Right now, schools are funded based off student attendance, but this would factor in enrollment as well. All right, 6:07, set your alarm clocks early if you're headed to the St. Louis Battlehawks game tomorrow. It starts at 11:30 at the Dome.
And Citizens for Modern Transit want to save you a bit of gas money. They're offering a free ride and try program. Yeah, it's just try it. It's free. It's at select Metro Transit locations, the Convention Center Station, North Hanley Transit Center, Shrewsbury Lansdowne, I-44 Center, and Fairview Heights in Illinois Transit Center. It's from 10 until 11 tomorrow morning.
Well, grab your talismans and charms. The new Taylor Swift album, The Tortured Poets Department, is out now, along with a surprise second album with 15 more songs. Excitement reaching new heights in downtown St. Louis today. All weekend, Swift's new music will play in specifically decorated gondola on the 200-foot-tall St. Louis wheel at Union Station. Your tickets are going to come with a ride on the wheels number 13. And a souvenir photo as well. You can get a free friendship bracelet while they have them. The wheel is open from 10 in the morning to 10 at night, and tomorrow from 9 until 9 at night on Sunday.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.